This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget the Lightning won the Stanley Cup last year, too, down here in Tampa. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler, it's at the Captain's America. Twitter, it's at Captain's America, and capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, for more. And joining us right now, our number one, the professor of politics out in California, that would be none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to see the pledge?
Well, of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we found out yesterday that the Biden administration is planning what will amount to be the largest tax hike in decades to finance their wish list of spending. Now, wait, folks, until you hear the details of what's out there, because we're going to do this in a little different manner. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers to begin with, and then we'll explain how this affects, say, maybe the grocery store down the street, the hardware around the corner, the dairy farmer in town, whatever. But listen to this. They plan on raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28% and increasing taxes on individuals earning more than $400,000. Now, it's not what you net, it's what you gross that they're going to tax. Right, Kyle?
That's right. Yep.
So, if I've got a mom and pop store, and maybe it's a hardware store, and I got a few other things in there, and I'm doing $1,000 a day, and I'm open 365 days a year, which many small stores are. I'm doing $1,000 a day. I'm doing $365,000, right?
Right.
What happens if I'm doing $1,200 a day?
Well, you go up, obviously, yeah.
I'm suddenly up around $400,000.
That's right.
So I'm going to get hit with a higher tax.
Well, sure. And the illusion is that somehow there's somebody out there making $400,000 or more, and they work in an office, or they're an executive, and they've got a, you know, big fancy car or something like that. That's not the people who they're looking to tax, per se. They're talking about these small businesses, and Captain, that hardware store owner probably pays his people, pays rent, pays insurance, all that, and pays himself very little in the end.
Okay, when my wife and I had our trucking company, our small trucking company up in upstate New York, and we had our brokerage agency there, we started out with one truck, and then we had two, and then we had four, And then we had six, and we said, to hell with it. We wound up with nine because of all the contracts we had and trying to honor what we were doing, not only locally, but also with entertainment freight and with freight that we were hauling for the farmers up there. We were actually hauling their products to market, and we had to have a certain amount of trucks to keep hauling whatever it was that they were loading in the bins to go to the processors to be made into whatever they were making it into. But I had $1 million a year business. Now, does that mean that I was making $1 million? No, it means we were grossing that. We had a lot of overhead, a lot of expense, and at the end of the year, even though I was a firefighter, and I was a firefighter at the time I was doing that, and my wife ran the business, she actually ran the business, we wound up making about maybe $35,000, $40,000 at the end of the year that I gave to her. That was her money. For doing what she was doing, because as I said, I was a firefighter. Now, a few times we got luckier and made a little bit more money, and she made like maybe $50,000. But the gross income was $1 million, and we always got stuck for that higher tax to begin with because we were a corporation, an LLC. But we then filed as a corporation because of our change to a corporation because it was advised that we do it that way, and we always got hit for the corporate tax.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine. But again, see, it's an illusory thing that the idea that you have $1 million business and you're taking away comparatively little after all of the expenses, and
yeah,
that's what goes on. But see, that's the small business, Captain. That's what's making America go.
Right.
And the Biden administration, here comes Joe Biden, and they basically want to put, you know, as much of a hamper on that as they possibly can, but going from 21% to 28% is the wrong recipe for trying to come out of COVID to begin with.
Mm.
And second of all, it's just going to depress small business all over the place.
And I know many cash crop farmers that are out there that raise everything from fruits and vegetables to onions and potatoes and squash and whatever, lettuce, as well as people that are along the river, Mississippi River, that do cotton and they do soybeans and whatnot and all that. And I know their revenue, just their revenue, approaches anywhere from $500,000 to $600,000 to $700,000 to $800,000 a year, just under that $1 million threshold. But it's going to mean that their taxes are going to go up. And Kyle, hold that thought. And boy, folks, this is why when you hear this stuff, you have to understand, well, it's not going to affect you. It doesn't. Really? Are you working on a farm? Huh? Are you driving a truck? Guess what? It will affect you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. I will certainly do that, and we'll get to you in just a second on the telephone. Now, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. I was talking to Pete and Seth Talbot yesterday, had a little brief conversation with them, and they're doing fine, and they're thanking everybody for supporting their product because, simply put, it works. They're helping tens of thousands of people literally every week out there, every week that are finding out about the product and what it's done. And I will tell you that because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, that it has helped me immensely because I was taking a narcotic pain-killing drug, which was making me woozy, and I knew it could do better. I knew it could. So I started out by taking a handful of Aleve, and that's not good for you, ever, because it gets you bleeding internally. And if you start, sometimes you can't stop. Now, because of the product, which is 100% drug-free, I wound up not only lowering or eliminating pain most of the time, every time, but it went right to the source of my pain, and it also reduced the swelling that I was having with my left ankle and my left leg. And I take it religiously twice a day. Sometimes I have to take it a third time as well. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, and it helps keep you from being sitting there in just miserable pain. Now, the three-week quick start, which is what I'd suggest you start at, costs $19.95 for 3 weeks. You get the product by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, it's got a little tutorial. You can look and see the video if you want to see what's going on. But $19.95 is all it costs, and it'll get you out of pain. That much I do know. ReliefFactor.com/captain. I've been taking it for over 5 years. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Let's say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, wrapping this up, for people familiar with the discussions about the wealth tax that Elizabeth Biden was expecting, or Elizabeth Biden was proposing, where she would raise everything, she says, well, it's just 3%. It's just 3% on those millionaires out there. That's all it is. Yeah, sure. Now we're talking about this plan in general. Actually, when you look at it, is raising both the income tax rate for filers making more than $400,000 a year and the corporate gains tax for filers earning more than $1 million a year. And again, as I explained it, okay, that's not the net. That's the gross. And when you pay a corporate tax, the corporate tax comes off first.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren trying to make a wealth tax and try to make that fly, it's not even really based on, like, numbers that you could, like, add up, as I understand it. Like, for example, income tax, you get a W-2 and, you know how much money you made and therefore your taxes are based on that. I mean, there's mathematics involved to a great degree. But the wealth tax, Captain, is, I think, much more subjective, and certainly it's a slippery slope to simply try to say, look, you know, we think that you're valued at this much, and so this is how much you're going to pay, and it's only this is so many cents after a $50 million. It's all just a lot of talk to get more money. That's it.
All right, well, folks, now we're going to have a new feature in the program. It's going to be called the Little Dr. Fauci Report, and we've got a Little Dr. Fauci Report, and here's the music that's going to lead us in. Well, we needed more guidance, and little Dr. Fauci gave it to us. The change from masks not being necessary in March of 2020 to most recently him saying double masking was likely better. But now there's another massive flip from Fauci, and it's really enough to make you want to rip the hair out of your head and say exactly what's going on here. How is this guy in charge of anything? Folks, it now appears it's okay to be 3 feet apart from each other instead of 6 feet. Yes, that means you can almost hug now at a baseball game. Kyle, take it away.
That's right. Well, yes, Dr. Fauci changes yet again the evolution of Fauci. Basically is what this is all about. But evidently, Captain, this stems from the fact that in Massachusetts, in schools in Massachusetts, some had students 3 feet apart, some had 6 feet apart, students 6 feet apart, and there was a study that was done that showed that it didn't really matter much if you were 3 feet apart or 6 feet apart in terms of transmission that they could tell. So that's kind of the genesis of this. But, of course, and, for example, in the U.K., they want you to be 2 meters apart, basically, they want you to be a little bit further away, in the UK. 2 meters apart, World Health Organization, I should say, I correct myself, 1 meter apart, UK is 2 meters apart, and we're pretty much used to the 6 feet apart here, in the United States, basically. But the fact is, Captain, that they don't know. I think this is what this is really telling us. And here we go again. So, is this something to allow for more kids to be in one classroom at a time? How are the teachers' unions going to respond to this? I think that's a good question.
Well, a lady by the name of Charlotte Bennett was being grilled yesterday while the governor was trying, Governor Cuomo was trying to govern New York State. Ms. Bennett has given 120 pages of records to criminal investigators that are investigating the governor. And he's in trouble. And one of the things we heard yesterday, and I'm going to phrase this very carefully.
Yep.
Cuomo was obsessed with the size of his body parts, says an ex-aide that says he sexually harassed her and told investigators that. Well, you can leave the rest up to human imagination. But the fact of the matter is, The guy is a just a weirdo, just a freaking sick weirdo.
Well, it certainly is as though there's a floodgate that's been opened here in terms of information, things that have been pent up for a long time, things that people have had, these women have had to live with in one way or another for a long time, and it's very, very serious stuff. It's so serious that I think it really does impair the ability of the governor to do his job that he was elected to in New York. But given this, the scandal of the nursing homes, that's a major component of this. But this just keeps getting worse in terms of the harassment accusations being leveled. One would think that there would be hopefully the investigations going as fast as possible to get to the bottom line of this. But at the same time, Captain, we have a real silence from some key players about Governor Cuomo. And did you hear what Joy Behar said?
Oh, did I? But go ahead and repeat it.
Yeah, well, basically, she was thinking that, you know, this would be a backdoor, basically, to get a Republican governor in the state of New York, overturn policies that she likes, and then at some point, in her words, would finally somehow would pardon Trump, who's, you know, and so all this goes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this all goes back to Trump.
Pardon Trump. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and honestly, you know, please, I wish
these
sometimes
people are liberal,
consistent.
Liberalism, Kyle, is a mental disorder.
Well, it's appearing so with statements like this, you know,
yeah.
Because again, you know, we're talking about the lives of these women who have been so severely impacted, and she's talking about Trump. Give me a break.
Yeah, and as I said, liberalism is a mental disorder. We're seeing evidence of it everywhere and anywhere. You don't have to look very far. Now, I am going to say, folks, we're going to be talking about the border when we come back because Kevin McCarthy was down there with some of the members of his Republican team from Congress, and they found out some things that even Joe Biden's team couldn't find out because people are being very polite and concise, and they're not saying different things to these guys. It's obvious what's going on. And Sarah Carter was given another report before she moved up into Tennessee to talk to some farmers yesterday. This is just whacked out. But when we get back and this break that's coming up, we're going to tell everybody what it is that the people think around the country, amongst other things. Because you may not believe this one, folks, but numbers don't lie. All right, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I am the captain, Matt Bruce, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Homeland Security has dispatched FEMA to the southern border to assist in processing an influx of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the move over the weekend, saying the agency will be focusing on the influx of unaccompanied minors in Border Patrol facilities. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration for their immigration policies and their refusal to call the situation on the border a crisis. Congressman Troy Nell says the president's stance on immigration is being seen as an invitation to come to the United States. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the situation on the southern border has become inhumane.
People coming to our southern border, being invited, totally invited by this president. So, of course, we're going to have a problem. You're going to see all these migrant children being warehoused in these camps that are full to the gills right now. And the problem's going to continue to get worse as the days and the weeks and the months progress.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Well, who was that masked man? All right, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico.com. Now, Geico is the website, the insurance company too, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website is Geico.com, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. Now, that includes the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle you're driving, the RV, the ATV, or the boat. And if you don't want to go to an agent and get it done that way, you can get it all done on the website at Geico.com. Now, if you also have homeowners, a house, you got to have homeowners insurance if you have a house. Your mortgage company requires that. Or renter's insurance if you're renting. A lot of places require that. Geico can get that for you. If you bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance together, you will save a bunch of money on your automobile insurance. So, check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller here. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. It's Pat from Kentucky. Hi, Kyle. You're sounding great on those commercials. Anyway, speaking of Cuomo, I understand with the women that she's having the problems there, and I think that it's absolutely right to investigate that. But what are they going to do about the deaths in the old folks' homes? And wasn't there another, and forgive me if I'm wrong, I think it may have been in Illinois, they're investigating another lady for doing the same thing.
Okay.
And if he gets in trouble and he has to step down, will they still, you know, investigate the homes?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, first of all, the woman he's referring to, or she's referring to, is Governor Whitmer in Michigan.
That's right, Michigan.
Yeah, and she is, in fact, there's an investigation ongoing there now to find out, because she won't release the numbers. They will not release the nursing home numbers, the numbers of people that they sent to the nursing homes and the numbers of people that died. They will not release the numbers. So what are they hiding in Michigan? Now, Cuomo, there is another investigation going on besides this criminal investigation with sexual misconduct with the women, and that is the one regarding the nursing home orders and all that. That is a federal investigation, is my understanding, with the DOJ. And there's also the New York State Attorney General that's looking into that. But they've also got a second investigation with the women. So that's where we're at. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong, Captain. In fact, I think, wasn't the governor's office told to preserve documents and records as they pertain to the nursing home issues?
Yes, they
and
were.
So forth? Exactly. So even if, and to Pat's question, I think, even if the governor was no longer serving as governor for whatever reason, I don't think that that simply all just goes away in terms of the nursing home scandal and, of course, the sexual harassment issues. That could follow him out of office as well, because we're talking about criminal investigations here.
Now, we're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk about something Jen Psaki had to say. So, folks, this is our Circle Back segment.
Circle Back!
Jeez, get out of the way. Run for the hills.
What's up? She's circling back, man.
Well, somebody circled back. But anyway, Psaki, Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, went further in discussing the border disaster, but laid the blame, calling it a big problem, but wouldn't say it's a crisis. It's a big problem. It's a problem. It's a big problem. It's a problem. You must have said that 10 times in the course of the discussion. But here's what the people think about it, and this is fascinating. This is a Rasmussen Reports poll that came out yesterday. A majority of voters are concerned about the current surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border and oppose any plans reportedly being considered by Congress this week to offer amnesty to undocumented immigrants. They do not want that at all. And when I tell you the numbers, folks, you're going to drop. The new Rasmussen Reports poll finds that 73% of likely U.S. voters are not only concerned about the government's ability to handle the growing number of migrants at the border while meeting the COVID-19 protocols, but that also includes 48% that say they're very concerned, and there's only 25% that don't give a darn. So we've got a tremendous discrepancy here. People don't want these people coming in, number one. And number two, they certainly don't want them to get amnesty.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And in addition to calling it a big problem, as you were pointing out, Jen Psaki has also referred to this as an enormous challenge as well. And I got to tell you, I don't think people are buying any of this stuff. Of course, they don't want somehow blanket amnesty, this kind of thing. But I don't know that there are many in the administration who really care what the American people really think about this. I thought it was also notable, too, Captain, I believe, didn't she mention something that the CDC has rescinding COVID protocols so that they can accommodate the number of migrants at the facilities at, quote, full capacity?
That's correct, and they're above capacity, full capacity.
Yeah, but again, you know, we can't, nobody's rescinding COVID protocols as far as I know, but this seems to only be being done in this particular way. But of course, any other instance of something like this would be decried as being hopelessly reckless.
Now, who is California Governor Newsom blaming for trying to get him removed from office?
Well, he's blaming the right-wingers, militia groups. He's blaming the Proud Boys, Three Percenters. He's
conservative radio.
Conservative radio. Mm-hmm. He's blaming everybody under the sun. And, of course, what that's designed to do, it's designed to create this notion that, oh, well, it's a bunch of really far right-wing, you know, kooks or something like that. But, Captain, you know, they've got a lot of people who signed this petition and who support.
A lot of Democrats.
A lot of Democrats are mm-hmm. saying that. And so this is a marketing campaign mm-hmm. by the Democrats in California to try mm-hmm. to muddy the waters up. Mm-hmm. And if this is how they're going to go about this, they must be really rattled.
And things are so great out there in California. The price of gasoline is what?
It's over $4 in everywhere that I've seen it. I've seen it a little bit under $4, but when I went
Well, that's really tremendous, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, there's a tipping point, you know, Captain, somewhere. It's different for all parts of the country, I'm sure. But in California, you know, people are going to start saying, wait a minute, this has gone out of control. And is that at $4.50 a gallon? Is it at $4.75? Is it $5 a gallon? Where people suddenly say, something's gone wrong, and I'm going to pull back spending. And that's going to happen not only here, but I think in other places in the country, obviously, as well. And, this is completely wrong for trying to get everybody to come out of the pandemic, as we're trying to do now, with some of these abilities. And, you know, restaurants in L.A. and Orange County could just reopen for in-person dining this last
week. And hear me loud, folks. Hear me loud right now as I tell you the price of gasoline on the day of the election in the state of Florida last November was $2.09 a gallon. As of today, it's getting very close to $3 a gallon in the state of Florida.
And that's huge. And people really see that. It's not incremental in the traditional sense. It doesn't even, you know, keep pace with any of these different sort of economic factors, because the economic factors have been artificially introduced into this by President Biden killing the XL pipeline and doing all these different things that he's doing to ruin, check that word, ruin, or, you know, the energy independence that this country has had. This is absolutely asinine.
Well, that's the understatement of the year, but as I've said before, all you got to do, folks, is look at your wallet, and the worse this gets, and people are sitting around going, oh, it's not bad. It's all going to be better because people that make all that money that don't care about you, and they're racist, and we're going to charge them so much more money, and they're going to be able to do whatever, and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, what an idiotic thing.
Right. Exactly right.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back with our Truckers Highway Bible Report. We got some interesting music tonight to play. Think you're going to like it. Haven't heard this in a while myself, but I think you're going to like it. All right, Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road, a hop, skip, and a jump from Fort Benning, Georgia, to big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the pilots and flying J's around the country. You see one of those up on a big old billboard and it says, 2 miles ahead. Well, pull on in there, find out what it's all about, because they are the largest truck stop chain in the country, and you can become a member of the Drivers Club, get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker's store, and use it to save you some money down the line, or use it in the Drivers Club catalog store itself to get different things. And it's a great way to do it. And by the way, don't forget, when you pull in there the first time, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and then you can join the Drivers Club. RVers, they got a club for you too, the RV Club. All right, here we go. Hey, that's Phil Collins and Kyle. That takes me back to my college days because I remember when I was up on the hill at Syracuse University, Phil Collins and Genesis, the name of the band was Genesis. They were a touring band, and they used to come around to the college and play a lot of the different gigs up there.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, Genesis has been around a long time, and that goes back, this song goes back, I think, to 1984. And really almost at the height of Phil Collins' popularity, you know, as a solo artist. And, you know, that also had Philip Bailey on there from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And one of the best parts of the music video that they had from that was when Philip Bailey comes running up to Phil with the Earth, Wind, and Fire costumes, like, you want to wear these on the thing? And Phil's like, no, we can't do that. it was a great song, and the two of them worked together so well, and it really stands up.
Yeah, and of course I got my college in three different ways at it because when I first became a firefighter, I didn't need to have college, but when I made rank, to hold the rank, achieve the rank, I had to go to school, so I went at night because at the time our shifts were not the way they are today where they're 24 on, 48 off. We were 24 on and 24 off. So we had to do things totally, totally differently. All right, but let me read the weather here, and we'll get started because we got stuff going on. Another potent spring storm will cross the U.S. this week with severe thunderstorms forecast Tuesday into Thursday from the southern plains through the south into the southeast. Heavy rain is expected from the central plains into the middle Atlantic Tuesday through Thursday, while heavy snow is expected across the western higher terrain. Now, high winds are going to drive fire weather in the southern high plains. And, Kyle, you take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. In California right now, we're looking at frost advisories in Northern California. This includes Sacramento, so I-80, Interstate 5, as you're traveling northbound from Modesto up through, Northern California. As you get to Shasta Trinity National Forest, you're going to have that frost advisory. But a hard freeze warning, this in the Mendocino National Forest area. If you're coming down Highway 101, you're going to be encountering that north of Santa Rosa. Also, in Southern California, Captain, earlier this evening, my time, they closed up the Grapevine just north of L.A.
Because of snow?
Because of snow. It just got to be too much. CHP was, escorting some people, and they finally had, I think, to close it down.
Yeah, it can get really whippy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And we're going to continue to see a lot of snow in the Southern California San Bernardino Mountains. Very low levels, if we understand. So we're going to, it's very cold, and we also are going now, it's all going to turn into high winds. And those high winds are going to be out along Interstate 15, Interstate 40, out near Barstow, Victorville, those areas, also in the Bakersfield area. So traveling anywhere around Southern California tonight is going to be windy and treacherous in that regard. Wind advisory also north of Las Vegas, covering about the lower part of the state of Nevada. And also this goes up into Utah, starting at St. George and heading up Interstate 15 as you get through Fish Lake National Forest. Winter weather advisory tonight near Flagstaff, Arizona. Now, down in New Mexico, we have high wind warnings near the border with Mexico. We also have wind advisories through most of the southern part and also the eastern part of the state, and that turns into a fire weather warning. This is going to be along historic Route 66, which is Interstate 40, near Tucumcari, as you're traveling along there. And then also winter storm watch in the northeastern corner of New Mexico, and that's going to go on up as a winter storm warning into Colorado as you head up the I-15 corridor. Dense fog advisory, this is very important, dense fog advisory tonight, Captain, in the Denver area. So if you're coming out I-70 or I-76, you're going to be in the soup, as mm-hmm. it were, for
okay.
a while.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here we go. We've got some snow coming along I-80 in the western part of Nebraska all the way over towards Lincoln. Right now it's the lingering effects of what's out in front of it. By the way, we got fog now in about the southern third of Iowa, fog in the southern part of Nebraska, fog in the northeastern corner of Kansas, fog in the northern half of Missouri to include Columbia all the way across I-70 into St. Louis and all the way across to Effingham and all the way to the Indiana border right now. Fog all the way across. And it also goes down below to the Kentucky line and on up. About halfway up through Illinois. Now, we do have some snow on the western side of Michigan, right off the lee shore of Lake Michigan right now. We do have snow tonight in upstate New York. Now, this is because of the way the wind's blowing. It starts around Erie, Pennsylvania. It goes straight across about 100 miles, and then it goes up towards Dundee and Fredonia, New York, up in that area, doesn't quite go all the way to Buffalo, and then comes down into Snowshoe, down along I-80, going up over the Snowshoe Mountain there on I-80, you're going to be in snow, goes all the way down into West Virginia, I might add, if you're on I-77, you'll find it down that way. And finally, we do have fog again tonight right along the Gulf from about Lafayette, Louisiana, across over to Lake Charles, and then over to Houston and on down the Gulf right around down to the border. All right, and Kyle, hang on a minute. Okay, I thought we had a caller, but the caller left. All right, but in talking about the weather tonight, folks, just had that storm come through, that big snowstorm, and it looks like as if we could have another one building up behind it there, Kyle. Am I seeing what I'm seeing here?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, going to be going east across maybe I-40.
Yep.
Wow. So here we go again. And Colorado just can't seem to get out of it. And hello to all our friends up there, KNUS, AM 710. Appreciate each and every one of you that's listening to us there. And hello to Columbia, South Carolina. I haven't said hello to them in a while. We had a number of nice emails out of them because the station I'm on in Columbia also, get this, played Armed American Radio when it was on there, so a lot of people heard me over there that time. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We've got some really good news coming up in the not-too-distant future. I can't tell you about it yet, but it's going to be good. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.